It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's raining. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Well, it's raining in this neighborhood. Is it raining in your neighborhood today? Many, many places in the world where it rains. My rubbers. I never did care much for wearing rubbers, but it certainly keeps my shoes dry. Those rubbers keep your shoes dry. You know, I come in the door saying, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Can you imagine why I might sing it's a beautiful day when it's raining? Can you think of some beautiful things about rain? Well, I brought this film because I wanted to show you some beautiful things about rain. Yeah, this film has been taken, oh, on the farm and in the city, all kinds of places. Just to show rain and different patterns of rain and things. Put it into picture. And, oh, look here. What's on picture already? Painting of umbrellas. Well, here's the film about rain. Isn't that beautiful? There are beautiful things about the rain. Did you notice how all that water, when it was very still on the ground, looked like a mirror? You could almost see yourself. Oh, it was thunder. Sometimes when I hear thunder, it just gives me a start like that. Yeah. And lightning, too. Yes, when you don't know that it's coming, the lightning can startle you. What do you think about thunder and lightning? Have you ever been frightened of thunder and lightning? I guess it's the suddenness of them. How do you feel about rain? You know, it rains in practically every country in the world. So, of course, there are many different ways to say it's raining, because there are many different languages in the world. Even though we'd like to have just one, there are many different ways of saying it's raining. You know that song that I sometimes sing? I'm going to France in the morning, I hope it'll rain, because I know how to say il pleut. That's the way you say it's raining in French. Well, I'll just sing it for you and you can see some different ways of saying it's raining. I'm going to France in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say il pleut. It's raining, il pleut. That's the way you say it in French. I'm going to Spain in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say está lloviendo. It's raining in Spanish. I'm going to Germany in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say es regnet. It's raining. Es regnet. You know anybody who says es regnet for it's raining? I'm going to Italy in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say piove. It's raining. Piove. Piove. That's the way you say it's raining in Italy. Maybe you could find out some other ways of saying it's raining. Yes, because there are many, many different ways. Yeah. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who's coming to our house in the rain. Oh, it's our neighbor, Francois Clements. Come in, Francois.
Hi, Fred. Do you have an extra umbrella?
Yes, I do.
I came over in the rain.
Usually keep one in here.
I just got a call from the Met Studio. I've got to return for about 4 days.
Oh, you're welcome to borrow it.
Thank you.
It's the kind that that you just press the button and out of here.
Oh, yes. Let me try that. Okay.
Are you going by plane?
Yes, I am. You know, I just assume not fly when it's raining, especially if it's thundering and lightning, because it's sometimes the plane ride is just a little bumpy.
Oh, yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of a poem that I used to say when I was young. Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Little Frankie would like to play.
Why little Frankie?
Well, that's what they used to call me when I was young. But I prefer Francois.
I see. Well, what about France? You know, a lot of us call you France.
My good friends call me France. That's all right. You know, by the way, I was wondering, would you like to have the key to my studio while I'm away? You could practice on my electric piano.
Well, I think we'd be glad to.
Okay. Yeah. There's some children playing violin over there now, but they're going to be leaving pretty soon.
Oh, I'd like very much to hear them. I'm interested in children and music, and could we
come
go over?
Come on over, sure. Come on over.
Okay, just a second. I'll put these up.
Okay.
Children with violins. Great. Thank you. Okay. Come along to Mr. Clements' studio. Oh.
Hey, that was very nice.
I'm one of Mr. Clemens' neighbors. I'm Mr. Rogers.
Here, this is Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina.
And this is Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Monica.
Hi, Monica.
And this is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Fred wanted to come over and listen to you play a little. Do you have something else that you could play that he could hear? Okay.
Well, I wanted to ask them something before they play something on the music. I wondered if you ever played anything that sounded like thunder or rain or anything like that. I mean, could you just take your violin and make it sound like thunder?
Well,
I mean,
you could show me.
Could you? What would it sound like? Well, it's a mighty long thunder, isn't it? Hey, listen, it is thundering.
Yeah, it is.
Down.
Quite a storm.
How would you play rain on your violin? Oh, that's great. Just could I pick some? That'd be nice. Just pick anything. No, any notes that you can find. And all play different ones, and maybe it'll really sound like rain. You know, anything you can think of. Do it. Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly how it would sound.
I'd like to hear one of these things. What is it?
Great.
Why don't you play the Handel piece for Fred, okay? Sure.
That's what Frieda mentioned over here.
Uh-huh.
Do you often come here to practice? Come together, huh? Mm-hmm. You're a regular quartet, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I see by my watch that they've been playing for a little while now, so maybe you should finish practicing, okay? That's enough for today. Thank you very much. Here, I'll help you put your things away, okay?
Could I try? Just a minute. Just for fun. Is this how you hold it under your chin? Oh, mercy. It's not a nice sound at all. How do you get it to sound good? Am I not holding this right, maybe?
You're holding it right.
Is this right? Like that? Show me, would you? Oh, in like that. That a little better? Takes a lot of practice, doesn't it? Thank you, Serena. Sorry to hold you up.
Okay.
I just had to feel how it, you know.
Yeah, I try it sometime too, but I'm not very good playing the violin.
You're
usually stick to singing.
Sure.
Are you ready, dear?
Mighty glad to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Imagine they come here to practice.
Here, let me help her.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me.
You have your umbrellas and all?
Dear.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Serena will be there in just a minute.
Okay. You have your umbrella? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for showing me.
Bye-bye. You know, Fred, this can make it thunder, too.
Piano?
Yes, sometimes I...
Imagine those children coming and practicing together like that. I think it's great.
Sure, they always do. Try to make thunder, and then I play some rain up here with pizzicato.
Nice. I like this little piano.
You know, I'm going to have to be going myself. I've got to get back to New York. So remember that you can... play with the piano.
Good. Thank you very
sort of
much.
Thing.
Thanks for letting us use it.
Sure. And here's the key. Okay.
Good. We'll take good care of it.
Right over.
You take good care of yourself.
Okay. And I'll bring your umbrella back when I return.
All
oh,
right.
By the way, Audrey's going to stop by later, but she has her own key.
All right. Fine. We may see her.
Okay. I'll see you.
Hope all goes well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, now we're supposed to take care of this place for a few days. Why don't we have some make-believe right here, okay? In fact, maybe we could have some thunder. Why don't we pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild hears some thunder in the neighborhood of make-believe, and she tries to play her piano louder than the thunder, all right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Two. Don't you like loud noise?
I'm fighting it. I can be louder than thunder if I want to.
Well, does it, Lady Elaine?
Yes.
Does it frighten you?
I'll get it yet.
But, Lady Elaine.
I'll get you yet, you thunder.
Lady Elaine, listen to me. It's not a person. Thunder is not a person. It can't hear you.
But I can hear it. And if I play louder, then I don't hear it so much.
Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Elaine, You don't like loud noises that you don't make yourself, do you?
Well, they can be scary. Well, the thunder better stop, or there'll be no flying tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow is Panda and Dan's birthday.
Stop rain, stop thunder, stop lightning, stop or I'll play louder than ever. Oh, those elements have no respect.
Lady Elaine?
Yes?
I'm going to go over and see Dan.
Okay, toot-toot, Handy. I'll keep trying.
Good. I wouldn't waste my time if I were you, though. All you're going to get is a soggy piano.
Oh, dear. Oh, mercy. Oh.
Elsie Jean. Elsie Jean, what's wrong?
Oh,
dear?
The rain ruined my painting.
Oh, I am sorry.
I was making it for Panda, and all the colors have run together.
Oh, and it just looks all purple now. Hi, Pam. We were just talking about you.
Tomorrow is my birthday.
Yes, we know.
And I had painted such a nice picture for you, and now look.
It is beautiful, Mrs. Platypus. It is a picture of this neighborhood, all in purple.
Of this neighborhood, Panda?
Yes. There is King Friday and Queen Sarah's castle. And there is Mr. Especially's factory. And the tree. And the museum go round. And there is where we are. And there is Daniel's clock. I like it very much. There is no thunder in it.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. I hope you have a very happy birthday.
Daniel and I want to take a ride in the King's plane. He said we could if it is not raining and thundering.
Where is he?
Oh, he's disappeared.
Well, he comes and goes, doesn't he?
Is the thunder gone?
Well, that one is.
It sounds so mad when it goes like that.
Thunder is not a person, Panda.
It's the sky, isn't it?
Yes.
Does the sky get mad?
No, the sky isn't a person either.
Well, he's gone again.
But I think he'll be coming back.
Is it gone?
Yes.
Will it come back again?
Well, it may. But when it does, we'll all be together. Here, hold my hand.
And have your birthday painting a day early.
Here, Panda.
Hello, everybody.
Oh.
I'm sorry if I frightened you.
Oh, well, we were just waiting for the thunder, and we didn't expect to hear your voice.
Oh, well, I just hope all this stops before tomorrow. We want to ride in the plane, don't we, Panda?
Yes, in the Royal Airplane Inn. And I am still here.
Good.
Yes, you are, holding my hand.
And your birthday painting. Daniel, I want to give you yours. I made a painting for your birthday, too.
Painting for my birthday? Oh, great. She made a painting for my birthday, too. I wonder what it is. Oh, Mrs. Platypus.
Same thing. Oh. Can I help you out?
Looks like a painting of a hat. Oh, no, there.
There it is.
Oh,
look at that.
It's my clock.
And there is no thunder in it.
No, it's beautiful, Mrs. Platypus.
I hope you like it. Happy birthday to you, Daniel.
Oh, two birthdays tomorrow, Panda's and mine. Oh, who's that playing?
Oh, well, that's Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Playing the piano?
Yes, she is. And I'm glad she's changing her tune.
Oh.
It sounds like she's thinking about birthdays, and she's going to be leaving her thunder fighting behind.
Oh, tomorrow is a very special day.
Trying to play louder than the thunder. Remember one time when I was little, I heard thunder and I thought, I'll just try to scream louder than the thunder. Sometimes you do that. Better turn this off. We can clean up now.
Okay.
There's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Audrey.
Okay.
Audrey.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you here today, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I was just about to leave.
Oh, this rain has really held us up today. Oh, you haven't met my newest helper. David Tompkins, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, David. I'm glad to meet you, David.
Nice to meet you, too.
Well, I've got three other crews working all over the city today. Business is really booming.
I'm glad for you. You deserve all the business you get.
Aw, thank you. We'll see you over the weekend.
Fine. I get on my raincoat now and get
going. Oh, you're not going to need those things.
Why not? Is the rain stopped?
Oh, it stopped when we were on our way over.
Oh, good. Well, have a good day here.
Thank you, and we'll lock up when we leave.
Thanks, Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, David.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
No more rain. No more thunder and lightning, either. When Lady Elaine was scared of the thunder, she tried to make as much noise as she could so she'd think that the thunder wasn't there. When children are scared, they often go find their favorite grown-ups to be with. Yeah. Somehow, loud noises and flashes of light aren't so scary when you're with your favorite grown-up. Come on in. I'm going to get a flashlight over here and show you something. See? That wasn't very scary, was it? Because you knew that I was turning it on and off. You knew how it was starting and how it was stopping. I think maybe that's the way it is with thunder and lightning. You know, maybe that's why they're scary, because people just don't know when they're going to start, and when they're going to stop, how they begin and end. Thunder and lightning is something you could talk with your favorite grown-ups about. Yeah, maybe they would, maybe they'd tell you what they know about it and how they feel about it. what makes families closer together. Being able to talk about things like that.
Sure.
I was just thinking. You know, it takes so many drops of water to make a rain. Think how many drops it must take to make a rain outside. Try it at home sometime. Just see how many drops it takes just to fill up the palm of your hand. Could be an experiment for you. Would feel good, too. Well, tomorrow we'll think about birthdays for the neighborhood of make-believe. Do you think it should be raining or not raining in the neighborhood of make-believe tomorrow, those birthdays? Well, you could make up your own story about it, sure, with the people you love. Do that whenever you like. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how. By just your being you, that's right. There's only one person in the whole world exactly like you. And that's you yourself. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Roebuck Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.